In a series of interviews marking the Passover holiday, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has provided more details about his plans for disengagement from the Palestinians. He also said Israel is no longer bound by a pledge to the United States not to harm Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Sharon told Army Radio there are some details yet to work out, but the intention is to leave all of the 21 fortified Jewish settlements inside the Gaza Strip. Previously, the Prime Minister mentioned only 17. For the first time, Sharon also indicated that under his plan to evacuate settlers and soldiers from Gaza, the settlements themselves would not be demolished. Our intention is to work with international organizations to get the property evaluated, he said. When Israel pulled out of the Sinai Desert under terms of its peace accord with Egypt in the 1980s, the Jewish settlements were destroyed. Sharon was defense minister at the time. Sharon also says he intends to remove 4 settlements in the northern West Bank, not more than that, and that the planned withdrawal would not begin before the U.S. presidential election in November. Last week, the state prosecutor recommended that Sharon be indicted for bribery for his alleged involvement in a series of real estate deals that have become known as the Greek Island Affair. Sharon today professed his innocence regarding the criminal investigations that have dogged him for months, saying, "My hands are clean." The country awaits a decision by the Attorney General on whether to indict Sharon. An indictment could force his resignation. Sharon also appeared to suggest that his pledge to Washington that Yasser Arafat would not be harmed no longer holds. Sharon repeated what he told a series of newspaper interviews published today, that anyone who aims to kill Jews deserves death. In an apparent reference to the September 11th attacks of 2001 in the United States, Sharon said, quote, "This is the way the U.S. acts, and this is how Israel should act." He added, "Israel is a sovereign state and does not need anyone's authorization for such things." Israel accuses Arafat of actively encouraging attacks against Israelis. The Palestinians blame the Israeli occupation for creating antagonisms that fuel militancy against it. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.